Tonight I want to preach on Thanksgiving and the victorious Christian life. I hope you'll listen. It's a thought that maybe many have not just let sink in before. But I'll tell you what, if you're not thankful, you will not be victorious. You will not be. I, of course, I don't think I've ever preached Sunday morning, Sunday night on Thanksgiving, but I love to preach on it, so I figured I'd just do it. And again, this evening's message will be somewhat different. But again, if you're not thankful, you won't be victorious. You are thankful, there's a good chance you're going to be victorious. Just in passing, I was sitting there listening to the choir thinking, we used to sing this in school when I was a kid. And I'm sure some of you that are a little older did too. What a difference in America today. What a difference in how they twist and turn and destroy our Christian holidays. If you will, please turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 15:57. Of course, Thursday is Thanksgiving Day, the beginning of my favorite season of the year. But we should always be thankful. To be unthankful is to be unscriptural. Okay? 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at thanksgiving, look at victory. If you're not thankful in your Christian life, you'll never know victory in your life. I feel sorry for some of you. Always miserable. Always seeing the problem. Always pointing your finger. Instead of being thankful for what God does. Always finding fault, always finding the problem, instead of praising God for what He does. And I say again, you'll never see victory in your life until you learn to be truly grateful. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that You'll help us to be thankful. Lord, I don't know how we can help but being thankful. But Lord, many of us are not. None of us, I'm sure, are the way we ought to be. And so, Holy Spirit, I just ask that You'll guide what I have to say. And Lord, speak to hearts that some would stop making this a light thing in their life and realize how important it is to praise You, to thank You for Your goodness. In Your name we pray. Amen. Good Christians, used Christians, are always thankful Christians. I want to say that again. Always used Christians are always thankful Christians. And if there's one man in the Bible that proves this, it's the Apostle Paul. You may find him in a dungeon. You may find him stoned in Lystra. Or out floating on a board in the sea. You may find him in Philippi with his feet in stocks. It doesn't matter where you find him. You'll always find the Apostle Paul thanking God. Now look at it. This ought to be true of every believer here. We ought to have a time of feeling of thanksgiving all our life. Now let me ask you, if you'd be honest with yourself, and you should always want to apply messages to your own heart personally, are you a thankful Christian? Right now, are you thankful? Or are you kind of irritated at God for something He's allowed in your life? Are you thankful? 4 days from now is Thanksgiving Day, a day set aside in our country, in the past, for us to thank God for His goodness. The pilgrims, you know, sailed over from England. Some died on the voyage. Some died when they got here. But they sailed for freedom. they sailed to be able to raise their children the way they wanted to. They sailed to be able to worship God the way they wanted to. Are you thankful? Are you thankful for the food that we eat? Now, you know, again, you might get tired of me talking about this. Anybody knows me knows I like to eat too much. But isn't that a picture of America? We always have to fight because we want to eat too much. We have too much good food. Are you thankful? Are you thankful for your health? Boy, I am. Are you thankful for your church? I remember hearing when the wall fell there in Germany that the Romanians were praying for American Christians that we'd have persecution so we'd find out what real Christianity is. Well, you know, their prayers may be answered soon. Are you thankful deep inside of you? I'm not talking about making yourself do it. But are you thankful? Now back to the Apostle Paul, one of the great men of all time, a great scholar and a great Christian. And as you study his epistles, he discusses thankfulness 40 different times. Was he thankful? In 2 Corinthians, he says, "Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift." He was thankful for salvation. Now that's not something we should take for granted. He was thankful that he was saved on the road to Damascus. And it just had to come out. In Philippians 1:3, he said, "I thank my God for every remembrance of you." He was thankful for his fellow Christians and the aid and the joy and the comfort that they brought in his life. In 1 Timothy 1:11, he said, "I thank the Lord Jesus Christ who enabled me, putting me in the ministry." He was thankful for the privilege of preaching and sharing the gospel. Again, 40 different times, the Apostle Paul said, "I'm thankful, I'm grateful. I want everybody to know I love God and I'm thankful to Him in everything." Somebody once said, "You can't find gratitude any place except in the dictionary." Well, I'm afraid that's true in our country. But I'll tell you what, you can find it in the heart of the Apostle Paul. Again, I ask you to ask yourself and be honest with yourself, are you thankful? During World War II, there was an army captain who was a hero. He saved the life of one of his sergeants, and he died doing it. And after the war was over, the captain's mother and father thought it would be nice to meet the man. They even thought that they might have some kind of a special relationship with him, and so they arranged to have him come over for dinner. And boy, they were excited. But he came drunk. Now think of that. He came drunk. He was crude. He said ugly things. He never once said, "I'm thankful that your son died to save my life." And when the sergeant left the home, the mother of that captain that died for him was weeping, tears were running down her cheeks, and she said, "To think that our son died for an ingrate." How often does God, the Father, look down on this earth and say, "To think my son died for a bunch of ingrates"? Do you manifest a thankful spirit? I can answer it for some of you. I've pastored you a long time, and the answer is no. You have a critical spirit. How sad. You have a negative spirit. You have a spirit that finds fault. Do you realize the importance of being thankful? Ingratitude is one of the meanest and ugliest and vilest sins in the world. Bob Jones Sr. said, "When thanksgiving dies in the heart of a man, he's without hope." Do you possess thanksgiving in your heart? I want to look at it during this special season. Number one, I want to point out that thanksgiving is a Christian responsibility. There's no options. You say, "I'm not made that way." It doesn't matter what your opinion is and how you're made. It's not a preference, but it's a direct command of Almighty God. It's a personal responsibility for every child of God to be thankful. Now, we know the Ten Commandments teach us not to lie, not to steal, not to be adulterous. We know the Ten Commandments, and I sure hope that we all fear them. But to be thankful is just as much a commandment as the Ten Commandments. God was just as true about it. If you deal lightly in this command to be thankful, you'll see real adverse results, just as much as if you disregard the Ten Commandments. Our gratitude is a test of our obedience. Are we really obeying God when the Bible says, "Be ye thankful"? In Psalm 104, it says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving." We're required to come to church with a thankful heart. Have you come to church today happy? Have you come to church saying, "Man, I'm glad I've come in the church"? Or you come looking for trouble? Have you come after a night of watching TV? Have you come after a night of socializing and you don't even know what your heart's like? Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Man, we ought to come to church every single time wanting something for our hearts. Some people, again, it's very normal for people to come and say, "Well, those guys, they were off a little bit there. And you know, I heard that band number about 2 years ago," and you come critical. When in reality, again, if you came looking, I've said this 1,000 times. If you prayed before you come, and ask yourself if you did. If you pray before you come and say, "God, deal with my heart." The problem, again, is people think they don't need anything. People don't want anything. They don't want God to deal with their heart. They're not going to come forward in an invitation. I preach at churches all the time when the pastor says nobody ever comes forward. What are they saying? They're too good to come forward. They're too good to bow their knees before God. And some of you will never come forward. And I'm convinced it's because you never pray, "God, deal with my heart." You don't want your heart dealt with. And that goes along with not being thankful. It's not what you choose to be or not what you want. The Bible says, "Be thankful unto him and bless his name." Our circumstances should never dictate our thanksgiving. It's easy to be thankful when you're eating steak. It's easy to be thankful when you've got a new suit on and you're driving a shiny car and you have good health. It's easy to be thankful when you have a lot of friends and your kids are doing good. But if you're listening to what I'm quoting, the Bible teaches that he requires thanksgiving 24 hours a day. Now, I'm going to stop and say that again. We're to be thankful all our life. Be thankful. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. No questions. 1 Thessalonians 5:15. Be thankful. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. You might be saying it's not fair. And to be thankful all the time, you can't do that. Well, let me see. In Matthew 26, Jesus is at the Last Supper. A few hours after this, they're going to take him, they're going to strip him, they're going to beat him, they're going to accuse him, they're going to nail him to the cross and drop it in a big hole and rip his flesh. But on the eve of his crucifixion, Jesus broke bread and gave thanks. And he was teaching us. And every time we partake of the Lord's Supper, it's to teach us to be thankful. To be thankful in everything that happens. In Daniel 6:10, Daniel opened his windows 3 times a day toward Jerusalem and prayed. He knew that he was under threat of being thrown into the lion's den, but he still prayed. And the first thing that he prayed was thanksgiving. Under the shadow of the den of lions. Is it impossible to be continually thankful? Jesus says yes. Come on, you with such an attitude. Daniel says yes. Even Jonah says yes. In Jonah 2:9, he gave thanks in the belly of the whale. Now think about that. He's half drowning in that belly. You can imagine how smelly it is, probably seaweed hanging over his head. And he gives thanks. Again in our text in 1 Corinthians 15:57, Paul says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Paul was suffering, but he said, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." 6 times in the book of Colossians, Paul tells us to give thanks. And remember, he was in jail when he wrote it. The psalmist wrote, "His praise shall be continually in my mouth." Read the Bible. And then ask yourself, when you see your friends, do you show thanksgiving? Are you thankful? I believe with all my heart that it's possible to keep thankful and grateful 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's a responsibility. Let's be thankful during this season and always. I'm thankful for my wife. And the longer we've been married, over 40 years now, the more thankful I am for her. I'm thankful for my kids. Now, you may get tired of this, but you ought to be thankful for yours, not just love them. You know, I feel sorry for people that say, "Man, I love my grandkids. They're going to the devil. And they live wicked lives, but they're my grandkids." I couldn't be happy under those circumstances. Now, my grandkids are bad. They have a bad streak. That's for sure. I'm not standing up here saying they're perfect by any stretch, but they're being raised for God. And I'm thankful. You see, it all, thankful. Some of you are determined, "Those teachers and that principal, that youth pastor, if I could get them out, I'm going to get them out of here, man." Yeah, you'll do it your way. And you'll be thankful for doing it your way, but you'll end up sorry. Sorry. I'm thankful for an out of ordinary church that I have been able to pastor all these years. I'm thankful for the opportunity to help train people for full-time service. I'm thankful for my health. I'm thankful for my friends. Now, if you give your child or any child, you give them a piece of candy, and they don't say thank you, a normal parent will say, "No, you say thank you." In fact, I've been embarrassed by that more than once. Sometimes they'll spank them, man. You know, "All I want to do is be nice. Whack, whack, whack," you know. And I did the same thing, don't get me wrong. But you think they ought to thank for whatever is given to them. Well, listen, we ought not to have to be prompted to say thank you to God. And I think that hurts him. Remember when the 10 lepers were healed and only one came back to say thank you? The Bible says Jesus was grieved. God is grieved when we're unthankful. God is grieved when we complain about our job. God is grieved when we complain about our family. God is grieved when we complain about our state in life. And by the way, we usually make that state in life. We usually go against, when people are complaining, it's we have gone against God and we've created that, and then we get mad. Man, you live for God, you'll be able to be happy and thankful about everything in your life. It's also a service that we render. True thanksgiving in the heart will manifest itself in doing in life. Understand? If we're thankful, we'll want to do. When a man is thankful, he'll serve. When a woman is thankful, he'll labor. And not complain. If you had to work with these people, that's sin. When a man is thankful, he worships. When a man's thankful, you'll see it manifested in his life. Gratitude will manifest itself in good works. We don't work to be saved, but we work because we're saved. We want to work. And the more thankful we are, the more we'll enjoy working for God. It's not just, "Well, I guess I got to do it." Don't do it that way. Just don't do it. We ought to be rejoicing. You come to work party, you're tearing the thing down, be grateful that there's something you can do. Be grateful that you have the physical strength and the health to be able to do it. Be grateful. The more grateful we are, the more we'll give. You know that? God gives to us, and man, we want to give to Him. The more grateful we are, the better witness we're going to be. Yeah. And as we become ungrateful, we become less of a witness. The more grateful we are, the more we want to raise our family for Him. Not for pride, for Him. Now, I've been saved for over 60 years. And I've pastored this church for almost 40 years. And I think I know people, and I can tell you who are the most thankful. I can tell you who's the happiest about their names being written down in glory. And it's those that are not making excuses. It's those that aren't pointing their fingers at others. They're the ones who are red hot for Him. They're the ones that want to serve Him and want to give their time and money. In Luke 3, we see a lady named Anna. She lost her husband at an early age, and she chose to stay single. And the Bible says she served the Lord with fasting and prayers every day in the temple out of gratitude and thanksgiving. The Bible said she gave thanks for 84 years. And the more thankful you are, the more you'll work and the more you'll serve. I feel sorry for people that aren't thankful. They just, again, sit back and gripe, find fault. The more grateful you are, the busier you are for God. Some people are afraid to come to church more than once a week. Then you'll want to give yourself. the more grateful you are, the more you'll again want to share your faith. And the more you'll want to give your labor. Give, not holding back. The more you'll want to help others. There's a guy that I met early in my ministry when I first graduated from college. Many of you heard about the sad ministry I got to and the responsibilities that were dumped on me. And this man, Bob, had lived a wicked life. He got saved, and he wanted to give his life to God. He wasn't called a full-time Christian service, but he got the secular job that would allow him to work the least. He worked hours that he could work for God during the day. And he gave himself. He worked for God more than many full-time workers work for God. He gave himself. Why? Because he was thankful. He was thankful that he was saved, and he was thankful that God changed his life. And oh, we should not complain or drag about our responsibilities for God, but rejoice in thanksgiving. When you think about how we were saved from hell, we'll be thankful. Somebody asked Gypsy Smith, how can you keep going and be happy at such an old age? How can you be so excited when you're so old? How can you be enthused? And he said, I've never got over the glory of it all. He said, praise God, I'm saved. I'm going to heaven instead of hell. I'm being used of God in His service, and He gives gifts that are so good. When I think of this, he said, I feel so lazy, and I want to do more, and I want to give my all. And that's how we'll all be. We'll want to serve Him. Thanksgiving is a responsibility, and thanksgiving, real thanksgiving, makes us want to serve. But also thanksgiving in a life gives us spiritual power. Thanks precedes victory. Again, if you're thankful, I say again, you'll want to raise your children for God. You raise your children for God, you'll have victory. You see? Thanksgiving makes you want to give, not like an accountant, but you'll want to really give to God. And God will bless. He promises to give, and you'll have victory. If you're unthankful, you'll be powerful. If you're unthankful, you'll never know the dynamic of God's power that gives victory. In Acts 16, Paul and Silas were singing praises to God, and we know they were in prison. They were being thankful. You listening? They were in prison, and they were thanking God, and what happened? There was an earthquake. Power. Praise was manifestation of God, brought the manifestation of God's power. Doesn't it make sense that God's going to give more power to the man who's thankful? Doesn't it make sense that God's going to give more power to the man that's thankful than the one who's bitter and complaining and looking for ugly things in other people's lives? Thanksgiving brings power. In John 6, Jesus prayed over the loaves and the fishes, and he gave thanks, and the loaves and fishes were multiplied. Again, thanksgiving brought power. Thanksgiving also gives us the power to defeat our enemies. It's biblical to have enemies. So many of us are influenced by the world. And if you're a Christian, you're never going to have enemies. The Bible says, beware when all men speak well of you. I learned that when years ago we fought to protect the rights of parents to rear their children. Well, we gained a lot of enemies, and not just in the world. I've learned that when we try to help families in the church, and it never fails. If the man of the house is too lazy to do what's right, and he's listening to his wife, and he's not right with God, and he won't do what's right, and his kids are going to the devil, and we try to help by trying to get him to take a stand, you know what'll happen? He'll either do what's right or he'll get mad and I will become his enemy. Did you hear that? Because I'm trying to help, because of that I do what I do with the Armakos, because I do what I do with the Ramuses and the Edwards, little Billy just gives me a grin. Says not his name isn't Billy. You've been here very long, it is too. The same as I do with these people, because they respond, they love me for it. But there have been dozens and even hundreds, because they don't respond, they hate me for it. And they'll leave the church and spend the rest of their life saying nasty things. I've learned that when we stand for the purity of God's Word, you become hated. You stand for right. Those that don't stand for right will hate you. Now you're sitting there saying, yeah, and I'm going to win too. No, you won't. You'll lose. You'll be the one with the kids living for the devil and the grandkids living for the devil. And you can make all the excuses in the world, but any Christian will see you lost. You lost. But praise and thanksgiving has the power to defeat your enemies. Remember the story in 2 Chronicles where Jehoshaphat sent the singers and the praisers before his army. Here are men coming with spears and swords and bows and arrows, and the people in front singing praises unto God. I think that's a perfect example of what I'm trying to get across. That's a picture of what God wants. If we will praise Him, He promises to go before us in the fight. When the children of Israel went over the Red Sea, who went first? Miriam. She went out in front with praises and songs and timbrels, like the solo Thursday night. Wop, wop, wop. I liked it. The point I'm making is there is power in thanksgiving. There's power in praise. If you can keep thankful, you'll whip your enemies every time. Just don't let the devil get you down. Don't get discouraged. But thanksgiving also has power to kill worry and fear. Boy, you pick up the newspaper, it's going to instill some worry and fear. Man, rape, murder, everything. This Congress is just running wild, this president, to destroy everything we hold dear. Now, the country was shot already, or they wouldn't have got elected. But they're running wild to destroy everything. And if you look at it and you're not thankful, if you don't have the right attitude, you're going to get into a lot of gloom, a lot of despair. Man, there's always wars and rumors of wars. A thankful spirit will take care of fear. You know that? In Acts 24, Paul stood by Festus and said, O most noble Festus, I give thanks unto God. He knew he could die. He knew he was going to soon die. But he said, O most noble Festus, I give thanks unto God. Amen. You keep that attitude and you'll be happy. You'll be successful. Listen, thanksgiving is a trait that every born-again believer should have. We should live in a thankful way. Thanksgiving, now listen to me, is distinctly Christian. It's ours. Psalm 14 says, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. He's not going to praise Him. But we can. And we should. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father,